quick summary. The summary of the lessons, the point of the lessons is awareness. It's in every single one. Awareness and response. And then awareness and response and thankfulness. We are to be aware of God and His presence. We are aware of what God has given us. And then in gratitude and in love, respond. Remember last week how Jesus told us, He said, "Do not be afraid, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom." Well, this week, in the collect, as we prayed it, we remind ourselves once again that God has given us His Son, Jesus Christ, our Savior. Jesus came and gave Himself as a sacrifice for us because we sin. Jesus came to give us a true, holy, and godly example of how we are to think, how we are to act, how we are to live, and how we are to love. In the Old Testament, Jeremiah tells us that we are to be aware. And God tells us in the very first verse, He says, "Am I a God nearby, says the Lord, and not a God far off?" Our God is right here, right now. He never leaves our sides. Our God, and we learn this right here in the Old Testament lesson today, that God is always present, everywhere, all the time. And He is all-knowing because Jeremiah says that God's word, the Lord says, "My word is like fire, a fire that purifies." And then God is all-powerful. He's like a hammer that breaks rocks into pieces. God breaks the sin. God purifies the sin. God never destroys the sinner. He's always wanting to love us and to get us to come to Him. That's our God and why we're grateful. So we are to be aware. We are to focus on God and have faith in Him above all else. And St. Paul, he explains really well. He says, "True faith in God helps us in any and all situations." And I have to admit, there's one thing I want to read because it made me giggle and laugh. He says, he talks about the Red Sea, how the people passed through it because of faith. He talks about the wall of Jericho, and by faith they were saved. And then he talks about Rahab, the prostitute, who was saved because of her faith. And then he says, "But for time would fail me if I continued." So even St. Paul was worried about preaching too long, and it made me smile. But he said, "If I kept on and talked about Gideon and Barak and Samson and Jephthah and David, and the list goes on and on and on." And it's true. Anybody, if we think about it, could go on for hours. But don't worry, I'm not going to. All of these people, though, all of these people in the Bible, they lived by their faith. They were saved by their faith. And so are we. And we are also to feel encouraged. At the end of the Hebrews lessons, it tells us to be encouraged. Why? Because we are surrounded by a cloud of great witnesses. So what does that mean? When we're here today for communion, anytime we take communion, we are encircled by all of these people in the Bible, by all the Christians, past, present, and even future. We are surrounded by God. It's like the people that have died before us, those who are believers, they are our cheerleaders and encourage us to continue in faith. And as we choose to persevere in our lives, they're encouraging us to always look to Jesus. Always trust in the Lord. Always trust in God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, because God alone saves us and loves us unconditionally. And then we have the gospel, which is great. Jesus says, I came to bring a fire to the earth. At first you might think that's, you know, Jesus coming to be destructive. But that's not it. Listen to the next part. He says, how I wish it were already kindled. How I wish it were already kindled. Jesus is talking about the Holy Spirit, his love, his passion, his forgiveness, his mercy, his compassion, all of that in, with, and by the power of the Holy Spirit. That's the fire of God that purifies us. That's the Holy Spirit that sanctifies us, makes us holy before God. And the Holy Spirit is what comforts us and guides us. Jesus' fire is never destructive, only constructive. And then towards the end of the gospel, Jesus is talking to the group. He realizes that the world then, and maybe some now, I'm sure, maybe even me, some of us now, we're not always aware. But Jesus was telling them, he says, when you see a cloud rising in the west, you immediately say it's going to rain. And so it happens. And then he says, when you see a south wind blowing, you know what's going to happen. There'll be a scorching heat. But then he gets his point across. He says, you hypocrites, you see what's going on with the weather, but you can't interpret the presence of God that's right in front of you. For us, we may not even be able to interpret the weather sometimes because we're so used to machines. But for us, we won't even look at the weather. How about the TV schedule? Sports, lyrics of music, maybe cars, maybe movies, maybe fashion. What do we know the most about? What is our first priority? Is it God? Or maybe we have become a little distracted. Have we grown or not? God is to be the most important part of our lives. Now the other night, we were having communion, and I'm going to end with this thought. When we finished, I saw fingerprints on the chalice, and I saw fingerprints all over the paten. And I thought to myself, huh, spiritually, what does that mean? What's the first thing when you see fingerprints? You think, oh, what a mess. I have to clean it. But beyond that, what does that mean? That means we're not alone. It means that we're making God a part of us. We're holding on to the paten. We're holding on to the chalice. We're taking it to ourselves, making it a part of us, making it a part of our lives, our hearts, and our souls. We stop long enough for our schedules to come here today, once again. It means that much to us. Remember what we read last week in the gospel? Jesus said, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. Jesus is our treasure. And hopefully, all of us, hopefully, we allow and have God's fingerprints all over us. And that there is evidence for others to see wherever we are and whenever we are and whatever we are doing. Let's not miss out like the crowd that Jesus was talking to. Let's be aware. Let's respond. And let's be grateful to the Lord our God. Amen.